Hello.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Great.
Dead at the end if you've got a couple minutes.
Absolutely.
Unless you've talked to Annette.
I have not talked to Annette
Okay.
recently.
Okay, we will talk later.
Okay. That sounds ominous.
That board meeting last night was a doozy.
Still recovering.
Yeah. Jeff's gonna owe me like a snack or something for covering his part. What time, Chris, what time did we leave?
Little after 10:30.
Oh my goodness.
And Jeff's items were the last ones because we tabled Aaron's item.
Oh
So,
my goodness.
yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. But if you were at DSPC, you saw Aaron's item before. So, hey, Renee, how many people are we supposed to have?
Let me double check. Hold on one second. I'll check the
Thank
count.
you. So this is the first time this group has met. So look at us, like doing DSPC meetings.
You have quorum. We're just missing. I know Paula's out, but everybody accepted the appointment. So you can start if you'd like or wait a few, but the bulk
So,
is here.
okay, because there's got to be more. Paul, I know Paula's out. So hi, we'll go ahead and start. Look, Hussein just joined. We'll do introductions and jump into this agenda. It's in theory a fairly short agenda, so but we'll see where the conversation goes. So I'm Rebecca Alder. I'm the Vice Chancellor for Institutional Advancement and Economic Development. And Jennifer, you want to jump in because I see you next to my screen.
I'm Jennifer Amaya, Professor of Audio Music Technology.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Clark here. I'm the Executive Director of External Relations and Strategic Communication.
Seth.
Hi, I am Seth Georges in the Institutional Effectiveness at RCC.
Megan.
Good morning, everyone. Megan Chandler, Associate Professor of Art History at Norco.
Thank you, Hussein.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Hussein Aga, Associate Vice Chancellor, Facilities Planning and Development.
Rachel.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Rachel Rodriguez. I'm an educational resource advisor at Moreno Valley College.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff Kotz, Executive Director for Riverside Community College District Foundation.
Thank you, Deb.
Good morning, Deborah Mustaine, Dean of Community Partnerships and Workforce Development at the district.
And Renee. She's busy.
Good
It's
morning.
okay.
My name is Renee Vigil. I'm the Executive Administrative Assistant to the Vice Chancellor of Institutional Advancement and Economic Development. We like long titles. Happy Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you. Hopefully everybody has the agenda. If not, Renee, thank you for putting it in the chat. It's there. The first thing I'd like to do is re because this is the first time we're meeting, is review and approve the committee charge. So if y'all could take a look at that and let me know thoughts, if there are any questions, comments, if we need to change anything, or if it's good as is.
I think it's good as is.
Thank you.
I'll
Is there
second
anybody?
that.
Okay. Is there anybody who doesn't, who wants to talk about it? Okay. Generally under consensus, unless there's like we need to take action votes, I'll just do it consensus to keep things moving. So this is our primary goal, focus, emphasis, i.e. charge. The goals and activities for today that I had, and I'm going to ask for guidance on some of these. And some of them tie in with the just district strategic plan. I don't know how many of you all in this conversation have seen the draft plan, made comment on it. But as we're coming together, I'm looking at things that we can do collectively that can support what the plan is, using my office as the administrative backend for that. So one of those items is cataloging partnerships. There's a lot of conversation, even in the current plan that we're finishing, of partnerships and working with the community, as broad and limited as you want that to be. But there's no list anywhere. There's no repository. There's pieces of it in different buckets. And so I wanted to have this committee think about that of as one of the things where if there are groups that we're missing that we think about, if there are things that we need to support institutionalizing, we would think about. I've asked Renee to start a list that includes not our government relations partners. And I say that specifically about electeds because we maintain that separately as they come in, but as our education partners, our business partners, both with the CT advisory boards and the chamber partners that so we sometimes usually have memberships with. So I wanted to pause it to the group and one, see if you know about a resource that I maybe just don't know about in terms of a repository and cataloging this information. And then two, how you think we should, I mean, I'm thinking about a basic spreadsheet, but if there's a different methodology or path that we should be following, I wanted to throw that up and have the conversation.
Rebecca, maybe you could talk a little bit about the goals and objectives of having this list, this catalog, if you will,
Oh
just so
man,
we know where it would be distributed, what we might do with it, if there's, are we just going to put it on our web page, or is it
oh
something
no. No,
that,
no. I would
okay.
not, yeah. I would not. This would be an internal resource, housed with an advancement, so that if we needed to know, who a partner at UCR, and I'm making just taking that as an example, is we could look at that sheet. We could see obviously the chancellor is a primary relationship with it, but that we have an MOU in place for RCCD. It started at Norco, but RCCD students to do a path. That MOU would be linked. Some of Deb's work with Oasis might be linked in there. So like in a note section, but it would be meant to be a rolling annual list. Because we don't always maintain some of these relationships year over year. The education partners, I would hope, would be the case. But there's going to be more than one connection point with UCR, but I'd like to make sure they get invites to fill in the blank. So that list would be used for you when somebody says, hey, we need an invite list for the Chancellor's holiday party. That's something we would go to and look at who our formal partners are. But I don't see it being outbound at all. Does that help? Okay. I thought you were going to ask me to tie it to the strategic plan. I'm like, hold on, I got to go get the goals. I don't know them that well. But part of goal six, is cultivate strategic partnerships, engaging the community, and expanding resources to support student success. So. And you do that through relationships. And if we don't write them down and all of us get hit by beer trucks, which would be a weird freak accident, then somebody else can still pick up the work. Right now, I mean, when you came in, we had to start all over again.
Yeah.
Jeff at least came into something. Deb came into nothing. Like I don't want to do that to the people who are going to follow us. And that institutional memory piece is there's been a little bit of a vacuum prior to the little bit of history that's sitting in this team now.
So this would be educational partners like the Sheriff's Department or the CAL FIRE, things like that for NBC. It would also be community partnerships, and it might even be things where we're participating with them rather than them participating with us, correct? It's any kind of relationship or organizational tie that we might have with people within the community.
That's the way I would see it. Like I would, in theory, there could be a whole section who say might not be excited about this, just for an RCCD build tab, and it would be in theory his people. Hussein, go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm trying. This is the first meeting, so I'm also brainstorming with you. In terms, from my perspective as facilities planner, right? Like there is a lot of business partner, nonprofit organization. I mean, let's name a couple. CCFC, for instance, it's a legislative advocacy for California Community College in terms of statewide bond and those kind of things. So that's one. I'm thinking also about the foundation of California Community College and like AGC and like Empire and so forth and so on. So I think is that the vision? It's not necessarily only the academic, but we also talk about business partners.
For sure. No,
Okay.
the academics would be, and let me rephrase that, education would be a tab, and it would be our USDs and the surrounding feeders for higher education, right? But then yeah, I would see a whole tab just for business partners. I would probably separate the CTE advisory folks separate from the more traditional business partners. But that could be a conversation where it is just business partners, and then there's multiple column categories for selection. So yes, Hussein, I would absolutely. I mean, I don't know how to move Deb's side of the house on the workforce side without, like, Deb, how would you categorize your, you would just categorize them under business or industry, right?
Well, I have a variety of partners, so yeah,
Nonprofit.
they would fall into multiple categories, but the primary would be the businesses that I work with, except for the regional, which would have its own kind of tab, like
Are you talking about like
regional
the GIAs?
GIAs, IECOs, that sort of thing that is cross-cutting.
Okay. See,
Would that be?
CARB I would put under the business tab, but yes, I would have CARB in there. Go ahead, Chris.
So you were saying about the best format for this. Is it a spreadsheet or what is it? I think this would be a great application of Element 451, which is our new CRM system that we're developing for the district. We can have our own profile of the different types of organizations that we want, and that way we have a card that gives all the basic information, the contact information, all that. Plus, you can attach records like the MOUs or and even keep track of conversations or correspondence that you're doing with that group, and then have you can make it so that there's permissions, right? So that
Okay.
you can set items as private or you can set items as public, but only the people that are subscribed to that profile would be the ones able to see that and work with it. But to me, it sounds like it'd be something that we could use a database for and to keep track of the relationship, I think a CRM solution would be great. So.
So my fear with this going into the CRM versus just a list is there are so many people like use RUSD. Like I don't want somebody to manage that relationship. Right? It's not like development where Jeff needs to streamline things and there needs to be somebody who is coordinating when they go to business A. RUSD is not the great one to use for the foundation, but
But that's why you'd use a CRM, so there wouldn't be one person managing it. In other words, when Jeff has a conversation with somebody from RUSD, he puts in his notes or whatever. And if they're public, if they're something that might be interesting to counselors or whoever it might be, that
Fair.
they could access that
Is
as well.
everybody going to be using this?
There's different levels of users, but we could have a lot of people using it as, yeah,
Okay.
they can be distributed pretty wide. We've got a full
Okay.
license to use the entire thing, which includes the ability to text, email, broadcast emails.
Like, is Hussein going to use it? Is Seth going to use it? Is Jennifer with her? You've got a communications club group thing, right?
Me?
Yeah.
I have an industry club.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some industry connections for sure.
So, like, are they going to be using it? Do you see what I mean from the CRM perspective? Okay,
It depends on if it's adopted institutionally, but I see what your point is. But
Yeah. It would be that would be helpful. I just don't know if the breadth of the institution is going to be using.
sure.
Like, is anybody on here informed about Element 451? Yeah. Okay. Well.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
Okay.
aware of it. I'm aware of it, and I'm still I'm on the success team side, so I am aware of that. So I see where that could work in some ways, yeah.
Do we think it's going to get implemented? Okay. So somewhere between Element 451 and Excel, we'll end up what else can or should we include in this what could be a large list of stuff?
Any awards or resources that they've provided, or any
Oh.
partnerships that have
Like
resources
from a
attached?
column
Yeah.
row perspective. Okay. Can you give me an example of one?
Yeah. So we had a partnership with CMTC. We had grants.
Okay.
Just kind of shows the return on investment for time spent.
For sure. Well, and if we're tracking this on an annual, then we can see what's happened year over year. Chris and I were looking for there's an MOU, I'm sorry, a resolutions page on the board of trustees, one of the pages in there. And trying to find a resolution, you got to know the date. Like, there's no easy way to search those. And if you pick the wrong year, you're like, well, and it's shocking how many resolutions we do in a year. Like, there's a decent amount of them. So, okay, what else in terms of one of the goals is going to be to grow the relationships we have. So in order to grow it, you got to know where you're at. So we'll start working on a list to know where we're at. I can only see part of Rachel's. Can we potentially identify what's happening with our campus relationships? For sure. For sure. This is not going to happen in a vacuum. Once we get general guidance and structure from this team, we will. My staff will then go out and utilize resources, primarily Chris and the public affairs officers, to find out more of what's happening at the college level. I am Renee is the one pulling this initial information together. We started with Galaxy because turns out if we paid them, they show up in there. So that's an easy way to figure out where some of our memberships are and if we've got duplicate memberships, which hopefully we don't. I didn't see many on there, but understanding who pays for what and what that means for the district as a whole, right? Like if Norco pays for the Corona Chamber of Commerce membership, that's great. Thank you, Norco College, for having that in your budget line. But the breadth of people need to know that, specifically Jeff, right? Because from the foundation's perspective, somebody needs to go support that. If Hussein is going to give a presentation, they should know RCCD is already a member and the build piece of our organization is going to come out. So those are the kinds of things. We don't need three memberships to HAKU or ACCT or fill in whatever other acronym. So that's one of the things that I'd like to try to avoid. And that's a the monetary backend piece is something I will coordinate with the president's and or the chancellor's office to make sure that we're utilizing resources effectively. And frankly, they may say we don't want to pay for anything anymore, do everything central and we'll figure it out. But if we're paying one membership fee one place and it's not equitable in another place, I want to figure that out because the membership fees should kind of be structured based on either our size as an employee base or because we're an education institution, we get this dollar amount. So those are some things from an effectiveness perspective. I want to, nobody owns it. So I'm kind of making it this, it fits into our charge. And so by default, it becomes work that my group would own and house. Any questions on the partnership list piece? Because we'll bring this back. It'll be, we'll give you an update. This group will probably meet once, unless you want to, twice a semester. So we won't meet again until after the spring semester starts. And in theory, that will have given us enough time to put together what should be a decent list. And then tweaks, and then from there, guidance on who you think should be the primary owners if it's not defined. Because I don't expect Advancement to own it all. I expect them to be traffic control for it. So we'll say, oh, yeah, no, we pay all these fees, and this is who has paid it in the past. And you should go talk to Joe and Sally because they're the ones who know the people the best. Right? So it helps us hopefully flow a little bit easier. So, any other questions on the partnerships piece? The list, anyway? And then we'll have a better idea of what the formal strategic plan goals are, and we'll connect those because some of those outcomes will come from this. That kind of rolls into future activities. So, future goals that you all maybe want to consider moving forward. If you want to look at the strategic plan draft wise, we can do that. I would say at a future meeting and pick goals unless there are already some. Again, it's all tied to partnerships, but is there anything specific you all would like to see happen or not with this group? I'm going to go through the goals real quickly, just so you know what they are. Partnerships and community engagement. The objective one, expand collaborative partnerships with education institutions, civic organizations, and businesses to advance student success, regional workforce development, and community enrichment. And in theory, it's going to be a 5% annual over the 5 years, which in theory, we've got to do this list before we can know where we can go. 6.2 is strengthen capacity to achieve vision, mission, and strategic priorities through the acquisition of financial resources. That primarily ties to the grants and the foundation, but having this list of partners can help drive some of that pipeline work and/or help us identify partners when we need it for a grant. Because in theory, you've already got working partnerships at that point, and we can say, hey, CTE deans, we need people in X space. Who are you working with that might be interested in partnering on this grant? So that'll be helpful there. Increase the economic impact of RCCD through the delivery of targeted workforce and economic development initiatives that support employers, employees, industry sectors, and entrepreneurs. That's primarily in the workforce space. Deb, I know you already have a list, so we'll just take yours and dump it in here. 6.4 is establish and execute an annual legislative plan. If you listened to the board meeting, you heard it last night. Again, the government relations piece is being handled separately. Having said that, on this other list, we'll have all of our cities listed and the county because there's the elected piece. And then there's the administrative bureaucratic piece. And the county is actually a pretty decently sized funder for us. The Tech Bridge would not have happened without the county. I'm not sure that Aspire would have happened. CARB wouldn't have happened without the county. And then the last one is improving internal and external communication, which is in Chris's space. So in theory that we're communicating with these people on a more regular basis. So you can see it'll align with at least two or three of goal six objectives. I don't want to make it super complicated. I do want it as simple as possible. 451 is a resource for us. I'm not sure that that's going to happen in the next year. So we'll probably just start. Maybe I should talk to Blackmore. Maybe he's got a better idea from a back-end widget that everybody has access to. I just can't come up with something that we all use. Besides Excel.
I think it'll be easier to start with a list since you don't have one now, because you got to feed that information into that system. So,
Fair.
yeah.
Good point. Yeah, if I don't have anything to put in it, that could be fun. We could just do manual input into the system we've never used before. That could be fun. Anything else? Questions, comments? I don't know that there are any pinging ideas, but if there are agenda items, we can discuss future agenda items. We can discuss about those. Renee will send out an email at some point to solicit dates. Jennifer, Megan, do you have your schedules for next semester?
I pretty much do.
Okay. So we could go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, technically, yes, but it's always a little bit of a moving target. What classes are going to enroll? What's going to shift? That old chestnut.
Okay. So I think it would be okay then if Renee did like a February, March doodle poll now, just to get it on the calendar. The other option is she waits until you all come back after the break. And then we can do it in February, or schedule it in February for a later date in like March. If there are no concerns, I'll have her do it sooner than not, just to get it on a calendar. Go ahead, Steph.
Yeah, I just want to actually share from my previous experience in the study abroad program. As we are seeking more partnership at the local level, I think we need to be intentional also to find partner that support the success of our student as they prepare themselves for education abroad. As you know, 3, 4 years ago, we applied for a grant, and out of that grant, we have our student now doing study abroad and internship in Japan. The program has been very successful for the last 3 years. Now they are actually preparing for the third program. And it's really, I know the study abroad currently is seeking, financial support from the internal community. How about if we be more intentional to find international partner here, local, that can support our student one way or another? As you know, these are remarkable program. It's not a cliche. It's a truly life-changing for many of our student. So I just want to put that out to you as we go out seeking more partnership to be more intentional of that.
Thanks, Seth. Go
Yeah,
ahead, Jeff.
no, I like that idea. And we welcome any recommendations that or connections that any internal people might have with external businesses that have international focuses. I know one or two, but I don't know a lot of them in the region. But maybe we can talk offline about that sometime.
And that's what's supposed to happen. That's great. Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Jeff. Anything else for the good of the group? If there are agenda items, information requests, you can always send them to us. There is an institutional partnerships generic email. That's what the information and appointment came from. There is a on the DSPC website. All of the committees are listed, including institutional partnerships. So if you ever feel the need to go look at DSPC stuff, you can always go to that site and check it out. Renee does a good job of making sure that at least the advancement information is updated. So once we're done and we have our second meeting, there will be minutes from this. But until then, we will carry forward. Unless there's anything else, I'm going to give you all back 30 minutes of your life.
I do have a question.
Please.
As a faculty member who's making connections, and a lot of these are kind of like informal personal relationships, but who amongst you do I speak to about those things if I do want to make those things a little more strategic potentially? There's so many of you, and I don't know who.
I think it's the official depends. So you can start with me, and then depending on what it is, I might be like, no, this is a Jeff thing. Like Seth's suggestion of international business is spot on. And so Jeff and I will have a separate conversation, and then he'll have a separate conversation with Seth. And but if it's more of a communications thing, then it would be in Chris's area. If it's not for credit, then it would be Deb. So you can always start with me.
Okay.
Regardless of who it is, having said that, any one of those three, at least in this room, would be able to go, oh, it's them.
Okay.
So,
Great.
and
Thank you.
frankly, any of your colleagues, if they're working with people and they're not sure, happy to talk with people.
Okay.
And then if it ends up being something that should be in distance ed, fine. Or adult ed, we'll kick in extended learning, we'll kick it upstairs to Michael Peterson and that team and have Lijuan engage. So, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you. Anything else for the good of the group? Okay, this was our first meeting. I really appreciate it. If you need anything in the interim, you know where to find us. And happy Tuesday. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.